Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realize your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
Yeah, by the way, my name's Ed, in for Elise. Have you made any New Year's resolutions? Are you bothering with these? I mean, the classics are eating a bit healthier, cut back on drinking, stop smoking, exercise more, just be a little bit fitter, really. It can be tough, though, can't it? Because all those things you probably need to give up are quite fun, aren't they? We need some inspiration. Joining me now is Arj Tiruchelvam, who's the head coach at Performance Physique in Solihull. Morning, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ed. Thanks very much for having me on.
Now, were you celebrating last night or were you just going to bed early and eating protein? How does it work?
It's all about flexibility and balance, isn't it?
Oh, I see. Okay. So let's talk New Year's resolutions. What are your top tips? I mean, away from fitness generally, because sticking to any New Year's resolution is difficult. So can you help us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we very often think that people who are very healthy, these sports people, are always really highly motivated. And I think that's the first thing that we need to conquer. Generally, this week, next week, everyone's really motivated. So things are a little bit easier. But it's actually about forming a few long-term habits which are almost impossible to fail at, which will build a little bit of commitment, a little bit of long-term discipline. And that itself motivates you because it's almost like when you're playing games on your phone and you build up a streak. You don't want to lose that streak. And that's exactly the same with our healthy habits as such.
I like that, the idea of creating a goal that it's almost impossible to fail at. Where is it, though, that we go wrong? What are the big mistakes that people make?
Yeah, I think it's generally around structure and not having a support network in place. So very often we will say, you know, I want to get healthier, I want to get fitter. And it's exactly the same as setting out on a journey in your car. You wouldn't do so without having your map there or having your sat nav or whatever in place to take you to your destination. And yet, for some reason, when we do things relating to our health and fitness, we say we want to get fitter, but we don't actually plan out our map to get there. So we need to follow a program. We need to have some kind of structure in place, which is going to keep you on track at all times. That's the first mistake I see people making.
Right.
The next aspect really is around accountability. You know, I basically make sure that I have someone keeping an eye on me, keeping tabs on what I'm doing in order to make sure I actually reach that end goal. So having an accountability partner, working as part of a group, maybe it's friends and family, just saying, how are you getting on with that goal then? Where are you at right now?
Right, they sound great tips already. I mean, is being realistic important as well? Because, I mean, if I'm saying, right, in a month I'd like to get a six-pack, but my stomach looks like a keg at the moment, am I just setting myself up to fail already?
You're right in terms of expectations. I wouldn't say rule out that overall goal. I think that's actually pretty nice to have this big goal that you want. But set yourself a goal for the end of the year. Don't set yourself the goal to be for January or for February or March. Let's think long term. Let's have an overarching goal, and then let's build some milestones which are going to help you towards that goal. And critically, let's make those goals, or as many of those goals as possible, process orientated rather than performance goals. And a process goal would be, I'm going to go and do 10 press-ups before bed each evening, whereas a performance goal is, I'm going to, you know, lose 2 kilos of fat in whatever amount of time.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay, so it sounds like we're sort of planning for the long term rather than a short term win, which is definitely a good thing. I wanted to talk to you, though, about the sort of mental health link to fitness as well. I mean, we hear about this a lot. Do you believe that's definitely the case? They are linked?
Yeah, so there was actually some really nice research towards the end of last year. It's funny to say that, isn't it? Which basically clarified and had some real conclusive evidence now to show that exercise and living a healthy lifestyle is actually one of the most effective manners to support your mental health. Obviously, medicine is necessary in circumstances, but we can actually truly make a difference to the hormonal balance, which is a lot of the characteristics of mental health issues, the hormonal balance by exercising. And that exercise doesn't have to be an hour in the gym. It's, you know, 10 minutes exposure in the morning to some sunlight whilst taking a few steps already basically makes the change begin to occur.
Okay, right. This sounds good. What I like is these small changes that we can make already. Like, you know, as you say, just doing even 10 minutes is better than nothing, isn't it? Rather than absolutely, beasting yourself in the gym and going, I can't walk. I can't go upstairs. This is terrible. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Performance Physique in Solihull then.
Yeah, so we work with novices right through to Olympians. We've had people represent at London 2012. And we also have those people who are just looking to build a little bit towards their health and fitness goals for each year, or whether it's running a 10K or a 5K. Obviously, this time of year, it's all about people wanting to kickstart their goals. So we're running a program at the moment. It's going to start off on the 9th of January. It's called 4 Weeks, 4 Kilos. And it's basically about giving people the guidance and the science of how you can actually achieve these goals, but then giving them the tools and the knowledge to succeed long term. So there's nothing wrong with, we're really motivated right now. Let's take advantage of that. Let's get you to get into a healthier place immediately. But for me, I'm really passionate about people basically being empowered to then make those decisions without my help, basically. That's the long-term aspect.
I imagine to start with that, and especially this time of year, people have made their resolutions. You must have thousands of people coming through your doors go, I need this. Look what I've done to myself. Help me. I've eaten too much.
But there is an awful lot of panic, and I think that's something everyone needs to take a step back and say, you know, realistically, the amount of damage you can do in a one-week break, say you've eaten whatever you wanted and drunk whatever you wanted and you haven't exercised as much, isn't actually that bad. You know, if you want to make a few corrections, do so flexibly. I always, you know, I'm a big lover of cake, and even throughout January, I'm going to eat cake every week probably. Oh, and it's just about being able to fit in the things you enjoy and achieve your goals. And that's what my program's basically about.
A cake-based diet is definitely the kind of diet I can get on board with. I'm a fan already. I think I need to. Where can we find out more about what you do?
If people head to performancephysique.co.uk, or if they head to any social media and type that in, or either type in 4weeks4kilos.com and we'll pop up.
Brilliant. Arj, thank you so much for your time and good luck for January, because it sounds like you're going to be very, very busy. That's Arj Tiruchelvam, who is the head coach at Performance Physique in Solihull. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. Right, Paul Simon.
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, and we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.